This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 474 for Wednesday, July 13th. Ice canola futures are lower on Wednesday after choppy trading that had prices bouncing back and forth, either side of steady. At the final settlement, the November canola contract gives up $4.50 at $829.90 per ton, and the January contract loses $3.60 at $837.70 per ton. Weakness in Chicago soy oil is weighing on canola, with additional pressure from lower European rapeseed. After significant pullbacks in Malaysian palm oil earlier, there are gains in its off session. Global crude oil prices are a pinch higher, offering some direction to vegetable oils. Warm temperatures will dominate the prairies for the next few days. There are heat warnings today for South Central Saskatchewan and Southern Alberta. Good crop progress across much of the region is putting pressure on canola values. The Bank of Canada unexpectedly hiked its key interest rate by a full point, bringing it to 2.5%. That's pushing the Canadian dollar upward, with the loonie at 77.07 U.S. cents, compared to Tuesday's close of 76.83. Hot, dry weather is forecast for the U.S. Corn Belt just as corn begins to pollinate. However, the Eastern Corn Belt could get some rain in the coming days. China reports its June imports of soybeans came to 8.3 million tons, down 23% from the previous June. Talks between Russia, Ukraine, Turkey, and the United Nations resumed today to negotiate a means to export Ukrainian grain out of Odessa. Abiov estimates the 2021-22 soybean harvest in Brazil is to be 125.8 million tons. Meanwhile, Ag Rural says the second corn harvest in Brazil is more than 40% complete. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Wednesday. The August contract advances 16.5 cents at $14.85 per bushel. August soy oil loses 1.11 cents at 59 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal gains $12.40 at $437.20 per short ton. Corn futures are higher on Wednesday as the September contract increases 6 cents at $6 per bushel. Chicago oats turn lower, with the September contract dipping a penny at $4.62. The U.S. wheat complex also turns lower as Chicago September sheds 3.5 cents at $8.11. Kansas City September foregoes 5.5 cents at $8.62. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis September is down 2.5 cents at $9.16. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday, July 13th at Markets Farm in Winnipeg. I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.